Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome. We welcome all out to our internet program, broadcasting tonight from 7:30 to 8:30. This program is hosted on Tuesday nights from 7:30 to 8:30, as well as Thursday nights, 7:30 to 8:30. Tuesday night is the night that we have set aside for gospel preaching, gospel teaching, and ministering and edification to the saints, as well as those who are not members of Christ's blood-bought institution, which is the church. Thursday night is a night that we have set aside for questions and answers. If you have a Bible question, just call, and we'll give you a Bible answer. If you're listening on the internet, the number that you could dial is 347-850-8256. 347-850-8256. If you have a question or comment, just press number 1 on your phone, and Brother Brown, our administrator, will put you through, and we could hear your question. And even though Thursday night is a night dedicated for questions and answers, even if you have a question or comment tonight, please ask a question or make a comment. Just press number 1. We also have Brother Elston Parker Jr. online of the Darien Luke Church of Christ, Brother Johnson and Brother Williams of Wharton, Texas, the Church of Christ there. And you're truly myself, Lewis Parker IV of the Darien Luke Church of Christ. So we're just blessed to be on tonight. And may we begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we approach the throne of grace humbly, just submitting ourselves to thee and asking for your grace and mercy continuously and thanking you for the Son. Thank you for your Son and the church that he established. Lord, we pray that we could preach your word across the airways, that men may see that in order to get to you, they got to go through Christ, Father. And Lord, we understand that the way we access Jesus Christ is by baptism, and that you add us to the church, Father. And may your word be understood, and may your word be preached, and may it be received in the same love in which it was given. In Jesus' name, we do pray, Father.
Amen.
So we're thankful unto God for sending his Son into the world. John teaches that God so loved the world, not that he loved the world, but that he so loved the world. In other words, he loved the world so much. He loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal or everlasting life. I like the way that the Bible writer puts it. It says that, well, first of all, let's say that whenever John the Baptist looked up and saw his cousin Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And it's interesting that he's referred to as a lamb, because that lamb was going to be the sacrificial lamb. So, see, God sent Christ in the world to be the substitutionary sacrifice for the sins of mankind. So therefore, what God done out of his grace and mercy was took the sins away from mankind and imputed it upon his Son, and had his Son slain as a lamb. And therefore, the righteousness of his Son was imputed to mankind. So therefore, we appear justified in the eyesight of God. But in order for us to appear justified in the eyesight of God, we have to get into Christ. And we understand that the church is Christ's representative today of his body. So therefore, in order to get into Christ, we must get into his church. And the way we are added to his church is that God adds us, and that's after we've been baptized. When we're baptized, God gives us his Holy Spirit, and he adds us to the blood-bought institution, which is the church of Christ. So therefore, that's how we are added into Christ. And once we're added into Christ, we have direct access to God. So why is it important to be baptized? Why is that so important?
Amen.
You know, a lot of denominations and even non-denominational institutions alike, they preach that baptism is non-essential. In other words, for mankind to be saved, he does not have to be baptized. But I'd like you to understand this evening, listening audience, that that teaching is dangerous and it's false.
Amen.
Not only is it non-scriptural, it's actually anti-biblical. And the reason why I say that is because it goes against the very concept of salvation. All the conversions you see in the book of Acts, they were baptized, and they were not baptized for outward signs of an inward grace. And I do understand that some may run to Acts 10 and 11 and say, hey, look at Cornelius and his household. They received the Holy Spirit before they were baptized. But see, you got to understand something.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason one time in history that happened to a non-Jew, that the people that were not the apostles, the reason why that happened was not for their benefit. It was for Peter's and his crew benefit. In other words, God was showing Peter now that those who were non-Jews were going to be accepted into the fold. And
mm-hmm.
if you go forward a few chapters earlier, Acts chapter 2, you see that happening to none other than the apostles themselves. So therefore, the apostles received that measure of the Holy Spirit, and Cornelius and his household did, because that was only God showing Peter now that he was accepting them. But to depend on that today, you don't see that nowhere else in the Bible. But what you do see in the Bible is that when mankind is being saved, all throughout the book of Revelation, that what we call Acts, what you see is mankind being baptized in order to be saved. Colossians tells us that the operation is performed. See, when we are buried in the watery grave of baptism, that means we're being sprinkled with the blood of Christ, as Isaiah puts it. And see, when we're sprinkled with the blood of Christ, we receive forgiveness of our sins because his blood covers us. And see, that blood by faith is in the water. So therefore, if you want the gift of the Holy Spirit, if you want forgiveness of sins, you have to come in contact with the blood of the Lamb. But you can't come in contact with the blood of the Lamb, because you got to understand, see, the blood is in the water. So in order to come in contact with the blood, you got to get into the water.
Amen.
So therefore, for people to say that baptism is non-essential to salvation is anti-biblical.
Yes.
Baptism is essential, and if a man want to be saved or a woman want to be saved today, he or she must be baptized into Christ Jesus. Somebody says, well, look, I've been baptized. I was baptized in this religion, that religion. Well, you got to be baptized into Christ. True baptism.
Amen.
The Bible teaches there's only one baptism. See, a lot of people get baptized. A lot of people thinking they're getting baptized when they're not. They're really just getting wet.
Yes.
In order to get baptized, you got to get baptized up under the correct teaching and for the right reason. If you've been baptized and your baptism was the outward sign of inward grace, that's not true baptism.
No.
True baptism means up under the right teaching, and it means that you're being baptized for the remission of sins.
Yes.
And see, when we're baptized for the right reason, God will add us to his church, not someone else's church. See, there's no need to run around here talking about, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Methodist, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Presbyterian, I'm a Lutheran, all these other religions. And even for us who are in the church, there's no reason for us to walk around talking about, I'm Church of Christ.
No.
Nope. When did that become a religion? No, you're a Christian. That's what you are.
Amen.
Amen.
And the fact is that, see, people make up these man-made religions, and see, being a Baptist ain't going to get me to heaven. See, you know, what's going to get me to heaven is being a Christian by God's grace. So that's why I tell people, hey, some people ask, what church do I need to join in order to get to heaven? I tell them, none of them.
Amen.
If you want to be saved, don't ask, what church do I need to join? You know, none of them. See, because the fact is that you can't join the church anyway. See,
Amen.
The only way you become a member of Christ's body is that the Lord adds you to. You don't join. See, all these other false religions, you got to join. You know, you got to go before the mourner's bench or say the sinner's prayer. Or somebody got to vote you in. See, those are false religions. And and you could call yourself whatever you want in all these other religions, but in order to become a Christian, you got to be added to Christ's body by the Lord himself, so you don't join.
Amen.
And the way that occurs is by water baptism.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, Brother Johnson, Brother William?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead on and... Okay, well.
All right. I want to commend my brother, Parker the Fourth.
Yes.
Yeah.
He explained water baptism.
Yeah.
And what he explained is... It is. Only in Christ. You see, most folks are hung up on.
Brother Brown. I'm trying to get in. Brother Brown.
I'm sorry, Brother Johnson, to interrupt you, sir. We got a question coming in.
All right.
Amen.
Yes. The last four numbers is 6427. You have a question or comment?
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ma'am. Go ahead.
If you are a born again Christian, will you definitely go to heaven?
That's a $1 million question.
Yeah,
that's a great question.
Go ahead on, Doc. You want to say something?
Going to heaven. This brother Williams. Brother Parker,
yes,
you going to ask that question?
No, you go ahead. I'll say something.
This is Brother Williams from Our Edition Church of Christ in Warden, Texas. And to the young lady, the question you asked is a very, very important question, but it's very loaded. There is a condition to go to heaven. One must be saved in the body of Christ initially through baptism, obedience of faith to the gospel, and baptism for the remission of sins. Following that, one must remain faithful. We must continue faith. See, Jesus taught, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. There is a continuation in faith once one is baptized into Christ, and that we must live a faithful Christian life. If one baptized into Christ to become a Christian, yet they fail to continue in faith, living a Christian life, being obedient to the will of God, repenting of their sins, and walking according to the written word of God, they will be lost, just like those who never obeyed the gospel.
Amen.
Conditional, the entrance into heaven is conditioned on our faithfulness to Christ according to the word
of God.
So we must be faithful. We can't just be born again by the water of baptism and become a part of the spiritual family of God and then fail to live a faithful life.
Amen. Amen. And that's absolutely right. And, man, that's a wonderful question that you asked. Because you become a member of the only church in the Bible by the instructions that were given to you, hear the word, believe it, repent of your sin, confess, and be baptized into Christ, you must also walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Jesus set the earthly example for salvation. And he died a ridiculous death, the way they killed him. They murdered him, actually.
Amen.
And he died.
Mm-hmm.
And he was resurrected. Ooh-wee! He rose up out of the grave and went back to heaven. Now, that's the best example ever has been put on earth from Father God, other than the creation.
Amen.
He let us know he sent his son. And his son could have gone to hell. Now, if Jesus was not of the three of heaven, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they could have gone against each other, could have made another decision, because Satan was in heaven, but he was cast down into hell. And he's the one that brought me into hell right now. You can obey the gospel now, and then 10, 15 years later, just turn into another alien in the church. And everybody in the Church of Christ is not going to heaven, but nobody on the outside will ever see heaven.
That's,
you know,
right.
You can get baptized, but you got to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. You got to stay right. And Satan's biggest job here on earth is to take as many people to hell where he is. He already has a home. His home is in hell. Christ went back to heaven. He has a home. It's in heaven. And if we follow in his footsteps, we can reap the benefits of heaven. But if we follow in the footsteps of Satan, we can reap the benefits of total hell. And you will reap that you have sown. That's an everlasting suffering place full of fire and brimstone. And heaven has golden streets that you can walk on, enjoy, and live eternally with Christ in heaven. Brother Johnson, Brother Williams, either one. Come on, sir.
Brother Johnson has a presentation.
Yes.
Is he through?
Yeah,
let me just check and see if we answered the sister's question. I just want to see if we answered her question and also if she had a follow up.
Yeah, go ahead.
You answer quite adequately, and I thank you for that.
Amen. Thank you for your question. Do you have any more?
I have one more question about people that commit suicide, that they feel so bad, that they feel they can't live no longer, and I know that's an abomination. But what happens to their soul when they ask forgiveness at the very end?
After they've committed suicide?
Well, they have to be living for ask for forgiveness before the final act. So.
Well, I'm trying to put it together what you say. Now, if they want to commit suicide and they begin to think about God, now if they refuse to do it and start obeying the gospel, they can be saved from it. But if a person commits suicide and is already gone and you go to the funeral and see the body there and everything, it's over. It's over. They're hellbound. They're hellbound. And so we know that. You can have somebody help you change your mind. Yes, sir, Brother Parker.
That's a good point. You know, the Bible teaches that if we die in our sin, where God is, we cannot come. And self-murder is sins. You know, now let me say this. It sounds like what she was saying is, let's say a person took pills, right? Is a person took pills, and after they took after they took the pills, they regretted it and immediately sought repentance. You know, and in that situation, I think the best thing that we could do and the best answer we could give is to say that God is the judge, and we'll leave that to Him. You know, I'm really not able to say the destiny of that person's soul, because I don't have a heaven to put a person in nor a hell to put them in. But what I do know is that if they repented, truly repented, and that kind of thing, we'll have to leave judgment up to God. And God is just and righteous to do what He knows is the right thing to do.
Amen. Amen. Because we've got to remember. Good on. Yes.
This is Brother Williams. I didn't fully understand the lady's question, but based on your answering, you and Brother Parker before, I have an idea of what her question was about. One thing we need to be concerned about is the person, or a person as such, as we're referring to. First of all, are they members of the body of Christ? Have they been saved by baptism into Christ? Because once we are baptized into Christ, we are given a power. We're given a power and a spirit of wisdom and faith and a sound mind. And so if we exercise our faith in Christ, that is, if we be faithful to Christ, then we're not going to face a condition where we decide to take our life, then in the middle of the process decide we don't want to or things like that. I've never heard of such a situation. A lot of questions like this, gender, impossible circumstances that we have no knowledge or any instruction from God regarding. And as Brother Parker the Fourth indicated, God is the final judge. But I've never heard of a person deciding to take their life and then actually commit the act, and before they draw their last breath, they want to confess that they are sorry. That kind of stuff is trying to play with the Spirit of God, trying to tempt the Spirit of God, and I don't know that that's going to be successful for anybody. We must be faithful even if it kills us. Faithful unto Revelation 2 and 10. If we expect to receive the reward of eternal life with Christ, I think that we need to stop trying to answer these questionable and these utterly foolish type scenarios that people come up with. Now, if a person is not a member of the spiritual family of God, the Church of Christ, they're not a Christian, it doesn't matter whether they commit suicide or confess faith or confess repentance on their deathbed or not. Unless one is baptized into Christ, he does not have the grace of the forgiveness of sins at all. And that's why we're preaching the gospel on the radio and on the internet tonight, because we have to let men know you don't have a chance if you haven't been baptized into Christ. And if you've been baptized into Christ and you have walked according to, you have continued in faith, you know that we have no avenue, no excuse to try to play or to try to abuse or misuse our liberty in Christ, that is our spiritual salvation and freedom in Christ. There's no excuse and no cause for that. God is serious. He's not to be played with. We can't play with God like that. God is not a man. So he is spirit, and he's looking for faithful. When God comes back, he's looking for faith in the earth. If we're not faithful spirits, we will not go to heaven. Flesh and blood ain't got nothing to do with the kingdom of God as far as our being in. Our fleshly body and our flesh and blood is not a part of the spirit kingdom of God, only our spirit man. And that's what is baptized for the remission of sin. If you're thinking like that in your mind, then you are not a sound-minded Christian. You are a Christian who is drunk in their mind, faith, and spirit. That's not acceptable to God at all. We can teach you this. But now, whether that person is going to go to heaven or not go to heaven, God has the answer. And some of those type things, if it happens like that, we won't know that. Neither will the person doing it. We don't know that till Jesus calls. And when we die and we're facing God in death, we'll know from that point on, even before Jesus comes back, you'll know whether you're saved or not. Because you'll either be resting in the bosom of Abraham or the paradise of God, or you're going to be in torment because of your sinfulness and your unrepentance, disobedience to God. And so, you know, and that person can't call back and tell nobody what happened. The dead know nothing at all concerning the things of those who are living in the flesh. And the ones who are living in the world have no knowledge of what's going on in the realm of spiritual death. We don't have nothing that we haven't reached it. We only know when we get there. We know what will happen if we don't do right. We know what will happen if we do right. But whether I'm saved or not, that's God's final decision. I'll know that once I die and leave this world. So Amen. We can't judge all those matters. God has already judged it. And if you try to play with God, you're going to find out that it's not going to be a happy ending.
Amen.
Any other questions?
One thing I'd like to add to what Brother Williams said, and I certainly appreciate Brother Williams' expose. One thing I'd add is we know that just the way that the brain works, you know, biochemically and certain substances that a doctor might be able to put people on. Sometimes, you know, it comes with various side effects, such as, you know, depression, which increases the suicide rate, stuff like that. You know, it's a lot that goes on inside someone's mind, you know, not just mentally, emotionally, but also biochemically. But one thing that I'd like to say, as children of God, when we see someone who's, or know of someone who's kind of, you know, leaning that direction, of all the medicines in the world, I just want us to be able to comprehend the power of prayer. We have to pray for people. You know, sometimes people are mentally ill, we pray for people all the time who are physically ill, you know, people who are in the hospital with different diseases. But also there are diseases of the mind as well. And I just encourage us to pray for those individuals as well, because some of the diseases of the mind sometimes, you know, in many ways or in some ways they're worse off than diseases of the body. So, you know, let's just realize the power of prayer. I just wanted to add that to that. And I want to see if my sister or anyone else have any other questions.
Brother Thompson wants to make a statement or ask a question, to pose a question to us as ministers and as our audience.
The Apostle Paul said something right here that's very important. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 23, listen to what he says. See, there's a lot of misconception we can be doing. Listen to what he says here. He said, but foolishness and unlearned questions avoid knowing that they do gender strife.
Yes.
A lot of people will try you and see if you for real.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. If it stops gender strife, you know what that's doing? That is tearing up the church like that. That's what Paul's talking about.
Yep.
They're trying to bring us up. Don't fix the Bible. God wants us to preach his word.
Amen.
He has told us. Gave us instruction. What I always ask the question when I be talking to my opponent, you tell me, you say, well, I believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
The word I believe in God is to I'm going to obey God.
Yes.
Let me show you an example of what I'm talking about. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, he says, though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things he suffered. He became the author and finisher of our salvation to them that obey him. The world do not want to obey God, or they'll tell you they believe in God. What they want is sentimental practice in their mind. Well, he said he believes in God. I don't say it before to him. That's not what God told us to do. Jesus said plainly, go and preach the gospel to every creature.
Mm-hmm.
He that believes it is baptized shall be saved.
Yes.
If we can get a person to understand that much of the Bible, then we got something going.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're going to sit up and argue or consequently say something about God's word when we know it's not right, me personally, if I'm in Christ, I'm a Christian. Why would I want to think about suicide anyway? I don't need to think about that. The world may think about that. That's true enough. But we as in Christ, we should be the happiest people in the world. But we act like the world sometimes, like we ain't got nothing else to go for us. We want to just feel sorry for ourselves. Say, well, you know, I can't see it. I can hardly make it. You forgot who your leader is. You forgot where you get your strength from.
Yeah.
Your spiritual. I'm not talking about physical strength. I'm talking about the strength of the heart.
It's the mind. That's it.
And if we don't follow what Christ tells us to do, we're going to be lost.
Amen.
Amen.
And fool around and be lost by not listening to what God has to say from the word. You see, a lot of folks want a question, but they don't ask the right question the right way. When I got into Christ, Brother Parker, Brother Will, and Brother Parker before, I didn't have a lot of questions. I accepted God's word on faith.
Amen.
I didn't question the preacher. I went back and examined what he had taught me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. That's how I learned God's word, by examining and searching the scripture like the Bereans did in Acts the 17th chapter and verse 11. The Bible says they were more noble at Thessalonica. They searched the scripture daily.
Yes.
I searched the scripture daily over 40-some years now. I'm still searching the scripture.
Amen.
People don't want to really search the scripture like we did when we were coming along. They want to argue about the Bible. Everybody's got his own religion. Everybody's got his own church. Well, Jesus ain't in that stuff. Because first of all, they don't know what the church is.
Amen.
The church is not a building, and we need to get that mess out of our mind. The church is yourself. That's right. He said, I will build my church. He wasn't talking about a building.
Ooh.
He was talking about you and me.
That's right.
Me and my wife have been studying on people's left about the church, and how the church got established, and me and her hooked up on the same thing, and we had no problem with it. You see, when you study somebody, study the scriptures holistic. Don't grab a scripture and say, well, I'm going to take this scripture and take it all out of context.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Amen.
For nobody. I don't care who you are, whether you're in the church or out of the church. God said what he meant and meant what he said. Let me ask you a question, Parker the Third. When you got, what, you got two boys? Huh?
Children.
You got two children? Brother Parker.
Yes, sir. Which one?
Brother Parker the Third.
Junior. Yes, sir. Brother Parker Jr. You got two kids, and I'm Brother Parker the Fourth. I got two kids too.
Okay,
yeah,
two kids.
Okay. When you tell your kids to do something, you expect them to do it, right?
Right.
That's right.
Okay. What do you think God expects us to do?
What he said.
What he said.
Do the right thing. Yeah, do what he said.
Like that slogan, so just do it.
Just do it.
Amen.
If God can be baptized, that's what he meant.
Amen.
He didn't tell you to think about it. He said do it. Our problem, we've got to think about what God says. But if the devil tells us to do something, we don't have no problem with it, Brother William. I noticed something about that.
Mm.
And my wife was talking about that. When the devil say do something, we just go ahead and do it. But when God says do something right and knowing it's right, we got a question, God. I don't think I need to do that. What you mean you don't think you need to do that?
Mm.
God said do it.
Amen.
Baptism puts us in Christ. Baptism tells us that we are in the church of Christ if we do what Christ tells us.
See,
verse 47 in Acts 2, it tells us that the Lord adds us to the church.
Nine.
It doesn't say nothing about going J-O-I-N. It don't sound like that. But everybody got a church but Christ almost. And that is a sad situation.
All
I'm so grateful to be in the church of Christ.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed. Do not allow people in the church of Christ to shame of Christ. They won't say nothing.
Amen.
They don't talk about it. And then when somebody confront them, well, I got to go talk to my preacher about that and see if that's all right. Let me tell you something. If you're going to follow Christ, drop your worldlyism.
Amen.
Drop it at the door.
Amen.
Let Christ take it from there.
Yes.
Christ and his word.
Yes.
You got the Bible. You got some common sense.
Yes.
Use it or you're going to lose it.
Amen.
We got a lot of folk in the church of Christ because they got a PhD, got a whole lot of
things,
but they still think they know more. That, you know, some people think they know more than Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Yeah, they think that. You'll never make it.
Amen.
You will never make it to heaven with your human philosophy.
All right.
You're going to have to surrender. You know, the Bible tells me we have to walk humble with our God.
Yes.
Michael.
Yes.
James 4, 6 through 10, 1 Peter 5, verses 5 and 6. The Bible says, walk humble with thy God. A lot of people got too much pride.
Yes.
Instead of walking humble with God. All you got to do is listen to God. Pick his word up and just read it for yourself. God's word is not that hard to understand. It's just plain. But our attitude is this. Well, I got to do that to be saved. Yes. You got to do what God says.
Amen.
When Peter told him at Pentecost, he didn't go preaching everything all over the world. He preached Christ.
That's it.
He told them what they had to do to be saved.
Amen.
Then he said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's what Jesus said. through Peter. And we got an attitude, oh, man, out the book. I can't see that. I don't believe that. I don't believe all these churches are going to be lost. First of all, you need no churches.
Right.
Second of all, you need to get in the one that Jesus built over 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
Amen.
You will never know the Lord's church until you get in the church.
Yes.
You will never know his doctrine until you obey his doctrine.
Amen.
Amen.
See, you got to come out of the world and be translated into God's dear son's kingdom, Colossians 1:13.
Amen.
And if you're not going to do it, you're going to lose your soul.
That's it.
We got folk outside the church don't want to do it, and then we got folk in the church don't want to do it.
Yeah.
That's to follow Christ's teaching.
Mm.
Well, if you don't want to follow Christ's teaching, then you must want to go to hell.
Right.
Yes.
There's no middle ground around getting that word. Christ has shown us plain and simple. Let me tell you something, brethren. God's preacher got a message from God.
That's right.
Satan's preacher got no message but false teaching and lies.
Not from God.
It ain't none of it from God. I don't give a clue what. The Bible tells me in John chapter 8 and verse 44, the devil was a liar and a murderer from the beginning.
Amen.
How can he, and the Bible says he has no truth in it.
No.
Now, if he don't have no truth in it, how can he teach you the truth?
What can he do?
How can his minister
Amen.
Teach you don't have no truth?
No truth.
He didn't say he had half truth or some truth. He said no truth.
That's it.
So whatever he said, it's a lie.
Amen.
Yes.
God's preachers got a message for the world. All we got to do is preach it. Whether they obey it, if we just preach it, what would God do?
Mm-hmm.
What's the power of God? Every time I read the word of God, Brother Parker, I be seeing the power of God working in my life.
Amen.
Yes.
God has blessed me so many ways to study the Bible, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
To study for truth. I'm not just reading a book.
Yes.
The book of life, L-I-F-E.
Yes.
When Peter went into the temple in Acts the 20th, the 5th chapter, and verse 20 through 25, the Bible said he preached life. Who is life? Christ is life. No one else can be life but Jesus Christ. That's what
Amen.
Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. He preached life.
Amen.
All of those folk were dead, spiritually dead. Peter woke them up by baptizing them souls.
Yes.
Amen.
The folks were dead. There are people walking around, even in some of our families, are dead.
Mm.
Huh?
Yes.
They're
Amen.
Dead and they're not walking right. We must preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, or we're going to be lost.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't try to make the Bible sound like a fairy tale book. We got a lot of preachers in the brotherhood doing that.
Yes.
We got a lot of brothers will not preach the word of God. Here's what they're
Amen.
Saying. But if I preach the word of God like the way Brother Johnson and Brother William and Brother Parker say, they're going to leave. You know where they're going? They left the truth. They're going to hell. That's where they're going.
Amen. Amen.
Going to no other church because there ain't no other church.
Amen.
Amen.
They're going straight to hell if they leave the truth of Christ. That's what the problem is. Jesus said, go preach. And we said, well, you know, let somebody else go do it. That ain't what he said.
Yeah.
We have the gospel to every creature.
Amen.
I don't care where he is. If he's next door neighbor or clear across the world, tell him
Amen.
What Jesus said.
Amen.
I know when I started out preaching, Brother Parker, in my hometown,
yeah.
and I was working with a preacher, and we were talking, and the point we were making, I asked a lady at the table, Brother William, I said, ma'am, if Christ was sitting at the table, would you obey? Yeah. I said, ma'am, Christ's still at the table.
Yeah,
and she said, what you mean? I said, you got his word right there in front of you. We teaching you from his word that you need to be saved. Well, I really can't. I said, ma'am, you're lying to yourself. And Satan has got your mind all twisted up and locked up. You can't say something until you open your eyes to the word of God. You got to be honest with God. You got to be seeking God. Isaiah 55:6. The Bible says seek God. We don't seek him, Brother William. We ain't going to never find him. The word of God is right there in the book. This is Jesus. I call it Jesus. Then God said, he looked at those to seek him, to worship him.
Yes.
Well, how do we worship God if we don't have God?
Right.
Explain that to me. How can I worship if I don't have God? It's impossible. I got to have that faith to worship God. I got to believe that what God has said is right. And if I don't believe it, it's just a waste of time. I'm wasting your time, so I'm wasting my time.
Amen.
We need to preach what God has said. We got folks who not want to listen to the truth. They come up with all kind of philosophies, all kind of excuses.
Yes.
Down to the Bible, they want to close the book. Too quick. See, the Bible is a book of wisdom. The Bible is a book of life.
All right.
The Bible from God.
Amen.
It didn't come from men. And we think, man, I've heard people tell me God, man,
right.
Don't know his book.
Right.
I'm going to show you something from the Bible. All you brothers, get your Bible. I'm talking about the brothers on the radio. Get your Bible. I want to show you something. I want you to turn to 2 Peter, chapter 1. Let's see how this book got started out. 2 Peter, chapter 1, and the last verse. That's verse 21. Read, Brother William. Let's see what he said.
For prophecy never came by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
They were moved by the Holy Spirit. How did they get that Spirit? Well, John tells it over John 20, and verse 20 to 22 will give us an answer. Did you over there, Brother William? Let's see what he said.
Yes. John 20, verse 22. The Bible says, and he had said that he breathed on them.
He breathed on them.
And said to them, receive the Holy Spirit.
Receive the Holy Spirit. He was talking to the apostles there.
That's right.
He was talking to us.
To the entire world.
No. We got folks teaching that false doctrine. I've heard people tell me, Brother Will, in the past, in the present, now in the future. Well, he brings up, no, that ain't what the Bible teaches. If we don't go through the watery grave of baptism, we will never contact the blood.
Amen.
You know, get the Holy Spirit.
Or the Holy Spirit. Now watch this. I'm going to show you something. Everybody turn to Colossians chapter 2. I'm going to show you something here.
Mm-hmm.
Brother William, when you get to Colossians chapter 2, drop down verse 11 and verse 12.
In him, you were circumcised with the circumcision made without hand, by putting off the body of sin, by the circumcision of Christ.
Can you tell me we got a question coming in?
You got a question coming in? Yeah, Brother Brown? Yeah, let them know.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Is 6427? Okay. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
And
I hope
that it doesn't sound like a stupid question. But suppose if you have someone at your work that has belittled you, taught you disrespectfully, and just talk ugly, and them they call themselves a Christian, and you want to do what comes natural as a human. You want to go out there and you want to fuss back. You want to cuss them out. You want to say things. You want to behave the way they're behaving, which you don't want to do, which is ungodly. How do you it'll take so much self-control to contain yourself, but you can't let something like that go. I mean, you have to take up for yourself.
I'm kind of feeling what you're saying, ma'am. Are you a member of the body of Christ, and that person's a member of the body of Christ too?
Don't know me yet.
In other words, that person
is
not.
They say okay. they are, but they don't.
Okay.
They're not a part of Christ's church. They're not a person of Church of Christ. I don't know what denomination they are. They call themselves Christians, but they don't act in a godly manner.
But look at this from this angle. I've been through a whole lot of foolishness in my life. I was running a gospel meeting in the city, and one of the brothers told me if I get back up there and say something like that again, he's going to shoot me. And I got back up and said it the next night. But thank God we have some brothers that had my back. I didn't ask nobody to help. I believed in God. What you've got to do on this earth as a member of the body of Christ, you're going to be tempted. You're going to have people trying to keep you from going to heaven. And that's what they do. Even, you know, you can look in your neighborhood. If some people don't go to church nowhere, nothing like that, but they're very kind and very loving and everything, and people try to bring them down. They're not even in the church. So if they know you and know about the Church of Christ, now they try to bring that Satan's job. Satan's job. The only way you can go to heaven is through Christ Jesus in his body. You've got to do that in order to get to heaven. You can be in any other thing on earth you want to, all that kind of stuff. They call themselves churches, but you cannot go to heaven now. So you're going to have to face up to that and let God make you stronger. You know, when you learn to keep loving people like that and don't act like they want you to act everything, they're going to quit. They're going to leave you alone. They're going to have nothing to say to you. That's what happened. Brother Johnson, Brother Williams, Brother Parker, anybody?
Yeah. A person like that, if you're a member of the church, you might as well get ready to be persecuted.
That's right.
The Bible tells me in Second Timothy, chapter 2 and verse 12. Now, chapter 3 and verse 12. It says, if any man live godly in this present world, he shall suffer persecution.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what I mean. You can't escape that.
All right.
John, I believe in John 15, verse 18 through 21, tells us we're going to suffer the same thing. 1 Peter 4, verse 1 through 16 says you're going to suffer.
Amen.
1 Peter 4, 16 says, if any man suffer as a Christian, that is glorified God on his behalf. We cannot get around suffering. I don't care who you are if you're a member of the Church of Christ. See, the Church of Christ is the only one spiritually suffers more than anybody in the world.
Right.
Because we take a lot of, I call it flack. We call it flack. We take whatever person dish out. We got to remember that Christ suffered. And the Bible tells me, he left us an example.
That's right.
So we can't get around that. That's just something you got to face head on.
Yeah.
I faced it a lot of times. Brother William faced it a lot of times. People talk about us all the time. Yeah. We ain't no earthly good. And we try to help them. We still ain't no earthly good.
That's right.
But we keep on marching. We can't say, well, I ain't going to help them no more. I can't do this and I can't do that. Keep on doing right. God got your back.
Amen.
God's getting there, brother. He'll correct it.
Yeah.
See, you leave it in the God's hand. See, a lot of times we try to take it in our hand. Well, I'm going to get that so-and-so back. He did me wrong. That cuts your blessing off from God.
Amen.
Because God got you. And whether he's watching the man that's talking about you.
Yeah.
See, I learned all of that as the years I've been in the church. And if you've been in the church like me, Brother William, Brother Parker, you go face that. By what the reason is. If you're not suffering for Christ, there's something wrong with your Christianity.
Amen.
It just don't happen to who you are.
Any
other questions?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, and we keep that in your mind now, because you're going to suffer persecutions as a Christian, and even more so, because Here you are. Here, look at the majority of the people. They belong to any kind of church, no church, or whatever they want to do. You know, and look what America is then doing now, embracing all the wickedness that it can. A man can marry a man. You mean the United States, we called ourselves one nation under God?
Yeah.
Where do you find a man can marry a man, a woman can marry a woman under God? We're no longer the nation that we proclaimed ourselves to be, but there are Christians still in this nation, thank God. Now, we don't know what they're going to do to Christians later on. When we start telling them, look, you're lying. God did not say a man can marry a man or a woman can marry a woman. God never did that. And that's not for us to embrace. And other things that are beginning to happen now, more and more dope is legal. And some states are getting that dope is all right, and that crack and everything else today. That is not all right. That is not. As I was in India one time, they told me in India, they said, look, y'all in America, y'all will do just what we did. We destroyed ourselves, same-sex marriages, dope and everything else, and we failed as a great nation. And we're on our way down. But God, I am, is with us. As we, as members of the body of Christ, embrace God stronger than ever right now in the midst of all this stuff going on. And a lot of preachers and members might get a little scared. Well, I might lose my job. The members might get rid of me if I get talking this gay and everything because they got a right by the United States government. They don't have a right from God. And when we teach and preach and walk in the footsteps of Jesus in the midst of a holistic situation, God moves. The power of the Holy Ghost moves on those wicked demons. Read the Bible. Read the Bible.
Amen.
God of his own, and he let them know that he rules this thing. And he let those that are following in his footsteps be praised and lifted up because they followed in his footsteps and will bring more to Christ by our living the life. Yes, sir. So, John, for reading, Parker?
Yes. In 1 Peter chapter 4, I want to just conclude your commentary, if I can, with this. It says in verse number 12, it says, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you,
mm-hmm.
as though some strength. Up and getting no big argument about this and that and other. We prove all things by having faith first and living the life of Christ. And in time, whatever a person might say or think, it'll come to nothing. I've had people spread lies on me that it may have taken 3 to 6 months, but it came to nothing. And now I'm glorified with Christ. Because I just stayed with the word. I didn't get no argument. I didn't answer everybody's question. I didn't get a whole bunch of discussions with folks. I let people say what they had to say. And then when the truth finally came forward, everybody realized that it was a big lie and they were part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now their mouth is closed. And sis, sometimes you have to endure some people saying some bad things and that thing to you. But know this, if they say they're a Christian, they are lying. That's hypocrisy in the first degree.
Mm-hmm.
You know this. So you don't have to fear, and you don't have to fret, and you don't have to feel like, well, they're going to ruin my reputation. They can't ruin your reputation with lies. That's only that. It seems that way for a time. But everybody is not crazy, nor is everybody stupid.
Amen.
And they'll find out It just takes a little time. But we got to wait on the Lord. We got to trust the Lord.
That's it.
And all things that are well will come to pass. But you got to stay with the Lord. Don't let them get you started cussing them back, telling them you're a lie, arguing, discussion, because they intend to do this to try to discredit you and to prove that you're not a Christian. Then they go, everybody say, "Oh, you ain't no Christian either."
Oh yeah, and one thing you got to learn about people, excuse me, you got to learn about people is just watch yourself.
Yeah.
And see, God knows you. He knows your frame, and he knows your ability. You see, if you stay with God, now listen up, brethren, if you stay with God, no matter people don't talk, it's known for that.
Yeah.
It's known he's going to be inside. Look at the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter. Paul was put in prison a lot of time for no reason.
Yeah.
He was beaten.
Yeah.
He was scorned. He was talked about. But he kept on preaching the gospel. See, we got to keep on keeping on. We can't let nobody destroy our faith. That's what the whole Bible's all about.
Amen.
Start getting weak. There's something wrong with that. You know, it's a good thing that we can come to each other as brothers in Christ and pray for one another.
Yeah.
When we see the world attacking our brother, stop them trying to do right.
Yeah.
I can come to Brother Leroy and say, "Well, look here, brother, I need your prayers."
Yeah.
If the door's already open there.
Yep.
He can come to me the same way. Hey, I need your prayer. The door is open.
Mm-hmm.
But you got a lot of brothers. Now, you listen up now. We got a lot of brothers in the church. You can't do that with them.
Because
they don't want to do it. They claim to be, but they're just as hypocritical as they want to be.
Yeah.
Because they're not staying with the word of God. See, if you love God, you love your brother.
Amen.
If you don't love God, you don't love your brother either.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of us in the church, but we still don't love one another. Let me show you an example. Jesus said in John, 1 John chapter 2, verses 9 to 11, he said, if a man hates his brother, he's already a murderer.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He's walking in darkness. He's walking in sin.
Yeah.
We can't afford to be walking in sin and dying in sin.
Amen.
If we don't sin, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Trying to get it right then. We have to walk in the light every day.
That's right.
7 days a week, 5 days a year. We can't walk on Sunday and on Monday I'm cutting you out, brother. We can't do that.
Yeah.
Do it every day or we don't do it at all.
Wasting time.
Huh?
Amen.
We got to do what God said.
Amen.
He gave us the book of instruction. He told us what to do. All we need to do is do it.
Follow it.
Our biggest problem, I noticed this, we question God too much.
Yeah.
We said, you know, when you question God too much, what you saying? God don't know what he's doing. See what you got his book for.
You got to trust him.
Your faith is based on your faith in God. You ask God for something in prayer, and God knows you need it, you go get it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't care what people say. If God sees fit for you to have it, you're going to get it. I don't give a care if you didn't give it.
That's right.
He's going to give it to you. And if he don't give it to you, still trust him.
Amen.
See, a lot of times, well, we ask God because if God don't give it to us, I can't trust God now because he didn't give it to you. You know why he didn't give it to you? You didn't need it.
Yeah.
You didn't need it. The faith is like it is.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
You need to go to the Bible and learn some sense.
That's it.
We need to learn sense. We're not learning enough sense. We got too much of this worldliness in us instead of Christ in us.
That's it.
We follow too much of the world domination instead of Christ.
Right.
Christ says something, we argue about it. The devil come along and say something, we don't say a word. We sit up there and seal our mouth up.
Mm.
God ain't for that. If a man's wrong, it needs to be pointed out.
Yeah.
Let me show you an example. In Galatians chapter 2, beginning at verse 9 through 14, when the Apostle Paul told Peter and all them that was a prejudice against the Gentiles, Paul told Peter right face to face. He didn't say, well, I'll get behind his back and tell the other brother. No, he told him face to face what he needed to do.
Mm.
Correct the problem.
Yeah.
We got folk in the church don't want to correct the problem. Brother Parker, Brother Parker the Fourth, when you in the pulpit, you don't correct the problem with the Word of God.
Yes.
You got to correct it. God expects you to preach the Word. If you're not going to preach His Word, you might as well sit down, like you said, Brother Parker. Sit down somewhere. Let's get up there and do the preaching. Let's go preach God's Word and not afraid of men. What are you afraid of?
Amen.
God told Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 1, Jeremiah was making an excuse. God said, I knew that you were going to be a prophet before you was conceived in your mother's womb.
Amen.
And Jeremiah went on and preached the word of God over 60 to 70 years. Why? God still was with him. He went through some turmoil, changes, prison, locked up, probably beat up. But he kept doing what God said. He said, preach it to the people. He told him to go preach it to the king. Do you know business? You don't have to go and tell Donald Trump, Barack Obama. So we're going to come and tell them.
Yep.
It's going to take us to get the America straight, not the president.
Amen.
We got to get it straight.
Right.
Christ is the only thing going to get America straight.
Amen.
Not Donald Trump. Now, I don't know how much money Donald Trump spends. I don't care how many millionaires he get in that White House. If Christ is not there in the middle of business, working at that table, working with their mind, they're still in trouble because they don't have God. God sees it, but they don't have it because they haven't obeyed the gospel.
That's right.
The gospel got to be preached. How do I know? Go to Daniel sometime. When Daniel had to confront Nebuchadnezzar, he was kicked out of the country. Daniel had to tell him. He even told him about the prophecy of the church. Why? Because Nebuchadnezzar didn't know. He had a dream, what the dream was about. He had to get Daniel, the prophet, to tell him what the dream was about. His associates could tell him. We got to go and tell Donald Trump, Barack Obama, or anybody that's on the world to tell them what God said. We better wake up. We got to tell them.
Yes.
I remember Brother Will. I wrote, when Bill Clinton was president, I wrote him a letter and told him about the gospel. You know what he told me? I never forgot the word. This is before I got with my wife. I said, yeah, I read his letter. And I told my sister about it. She said, now, which is you going to write it back? I said, yeah. So I wrote him another letter, Brother William, and I told him the same thing about the Church of Christ.
Right.
He said, well, thank you for your letter, and thank you for praying for my leg. And I said, brother, I'm not praying for your leg, because that could heal alone by the nature of God.
Yeah.
I'm talking about your soul, brother.
Amen.
You see, I'm not saying no man. I would tell Barack Obama. If I got to answer and I read it, I'm going to tell it.
Yes.
We got to tell the leader. Look what Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3 through 18. He told the leaders.
Yeah.
We got to tell these folks.
Amen.
This world is dying. Do you hear what I'm saying, brother?
Yes.
This world is dying faster than we think. Folks are leaving. Airplanes falling out of the sky, crashing everywhere. House fires are burning folk houses. Lord have mercy. People kidnapping, raping children. Children killing parents. Parents killing children. Everybody's running crazy. Satan is on the loose. Have to put Satan to the spot now. We got to put the book on him. That's the only thing going to stop Satan is the true word of God.
Man,
ain't nothing else gonna stop it. Yes, sir.
Question?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no, I must have hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. I'm just enjoying listening to you.
Okay.
Amen. Are there any other questions? Anyone else?
Let bring it forth. Yes, sir. Anybody got any questions?
Any comments?
Any comments? We don't know what kind of questions it is. We can ask them with the Bible.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Thank the person, the young lady, for her inquiry.
Amen.
Glad that she's listening to the Word of God and to the understanding of the truth you're trying to present. And so we certainly appreciate her for inquiry. We hope that we have empowered you with the wisdom and understanding of the Word to be able to deal with persons and circumstances that affect your life in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's why we give you the Word of God, because you can go to the Word of God and back up what God wants you to do. You say God wants you to do this, and we give you the Word, you can back it up.
Amen. Amen.
And you're able to stand on the Word of God and get whatever people want to say to you. You avoid what you can avoid, what you can't avoid. You let God handle it.
That's it. That's it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brother William had a good point there, Brother Parker. Let the Word of God do it, because the Word of God will back up anything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Too far. You can be uneducated. God can still back you up. You can be educated. God can back you up. As long as you follow the book.
That's right.
Follow His Word. Amen. And follow His way, you can't go wrong. I agree with
Amen.
You.
Amen.
No, you can't go wrong.
You won't lose.
You will not lose the battle. God will
Amen.
Win.
Amen.
God is a fighter. And He's a strong soldier in our army.
Amen.
And He will fight for us. He is our captain.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen. Amen.
Our leader. You know what I love about God? I say I love about God. I can call on God any time of the night. If Brother Williams called me and said, Brother Johnson, come in, I need your prayer right now. I'm already awake.
All right.
And I'm already ready to pray.
Amen.
See, I don't have a certain hour to pray to God.
Amen.
I can pray any time. I can be just got through praying and saying a prayer to God personally. And then somebody could call me on the phone. I'm right back on that same prayer.
Yeah.
Praying for that person.
Amen.
We don't know who needs prayer. We don't know who needs to be talked to. We need to be ready.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
That's right. As ministers, that's our job.
We need to be ready. We need to stay ready.
We minister grace of God.
Amen.
If we can't stay ready, something wrong with us.
And we're not ready.
And we're not ready. And you know what? And God is pleased with us when we're not ready.
That's right. That's
we got to be ready all the time.
Yeah.
We got
Amen.
To get up and be ready all the time, every day.
Amen.
Yes.
If you love souls, you're going to be ready.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Amen.
You hate souls, you ain't ready. You might want to put it down and leave it alone. You see,
Amen.
The preachers out here in the world do not love souls, Brother Will.
Right.
They love what's in the person's pocket. That's
yeah.
that dollar.
Yeah.
There you
but go. Love souls, you're going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ
Amen.
And nothing else. You're not going to preach
Amen.
Something else. You'll preach what God said. That's why
Amen.
I said, God's minister, He have gave them the book.
Amen.
Not only the book, He pointed us to the truth.
That's right.
And
yeah.
we have the truth. John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. Jesus
Amen.
Said in John 17, 17, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Have the truth, brethren. Don't worry about all this other foolishness out in the world. Stick with God. Jesus said in John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus said to them Jews that believed on Him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple, and ye shall
Amen.
Know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Brethren,
yeah.
we are free from our past fear. What's wrong with us? Why can't we get along? Something's wrong with us.
We're free
Amen.
From condemnation.
And you know what I love about what Paul wrote in Acts, I mean, not Acts, but Romans, the first chapter, and verse 1,
there.
What he said, there is therefore no condemnation
That's right.
to them that are in
Amen.
Christ.
Who walk
not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
That's it.
Huh?
Walk not after the flesh,
Amen.
But
after the Spirit.
The Spirit. Amen.
Now, if we walk after the Spirit, we got God.
That's right. We got
yes.
God.
Power with the word, Romans 1:16.
Yes.
For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
that believes.
That's it.
Everyone that believes. First to the Jews, also to the Greeks. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Brother, we got the faith.
Yes.
We know Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. We're not ignorant of God, of Satan's devices.
Mm-hmm.
We know him. We know him like the back of our hand. We know Satan's tricks. All we got to do is drop these books on him. Drop the word of God on him, and he got to go.
Amen.
He got to go.
Amen.
What makes him run?
That's it.
A lie, quit it. But the truth of God will make him get up. He can't stand it. And you get on your knees or wherever you at, and you start praying to God, Satan got to get away from there.
Yeah.
Amen.
He got to go. He can't stand prayer and truth.
Amen.
I know he can't. I have challenged that.
Yes.
And Satan will get up, boy, and go to run. Oh, I can't. He said, I can't have that. I have had people
kill
me. Oh, man, don't go around Brother Johnson. I didn't know he know that much about God. He's going to tell you about that Bible. I'm not my job as a gospel minister is to tell you what God said. If you don't want to hear
Amen.
It, don't come around me.
All right.
Amen.
I am. You don't want to hear it, don't come around me because I'm going to tell you what God said. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't care if you get mad, swell up and bust, and we all die and go to hell. The Bible's still right.
Amen.
When you calm down, the
Amen.
Bible's still going to be right.
That's it.
Huh?
Amen.
You see, just preach it. Brethren, get ready. Let's take America back.
All right.
Donald Trump's not taking the White House. Let's take America back. And we got
Amen.
The word. Let's don't be afraid. Let's preach the truth of God.
Mm-hmm.
God
and
is our leader. He is our chief and commander.
Yeah.
Amen.
Not Donald Trump died being a mob. We still got to fight the good fight of faith.
Yeah,
and hold on to eternal life.
Amen.
Huh?
And one thing you're saying, one thing you were saying that Doc about it, and that's the thing that we all got to look at. It is called the power of God. Dunamis, where we get our word dynamite from.
Right.
When you preach the word of God and do it doctrinally, that is the power of God.
That's
and it
right.
will move things and make things work out right and everything else for you. You might see a lot of bad things happen to bad people that were reaping what they're sowing, but that dynamite of the gospel is what we got to keep preaching. And some people are telling people that to make them feel good. You don't get in the pulpit that make people feel happy, feel good. And all you're not at a nightclub or Sunday morning nightclub. You're preaching the doctrine of Christ, the power of the gospel. That's that dynamite. And it'll bring people into Christ. It'll make people that's living holistically in Christ repent and get right. It'll make the church straighten up and fly right. That's what we got to do now. We got a lot of stuff going on, Doc. A lot of stuff that's not right. Yes, sir. I hate to cut in, but I had to get in on that, Doc.
The word of God is living and powerful and
Amen.
Sharp than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
Piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints marrow and is a discerner of the thought and intents of the heart.
Amen.
There is
Amen.
No mystery hidden from his sight.
There it is.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
God, look what you're doing.
You can't
come on
get
with it.
Amen.
Look, that's
there's,
what you got in your hands,
bro. There's nothing more.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Job done, brethren. Close it up.
All right.
Close
Amen.
It up.
Amen.
If it can't
Amen.
Get done, close it up. I've seen some brethren can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Who will
Amen.
Set you free?
False brethren can't handle it.
They can't handle it.
Amen.
Amen. I'm standing on it, Brother Parker. Stand
yes,
on it. Don't go know what those folks out there in the world say. If it hurts your family, just tell them the truth.
That's it.
If it
Amen.
Hurts your father, tell them the truth.
Yes.
If it hurts anybody,
yes.
best friend, tell them the truth.
Yes.
Because it ain't going to happen nowhere. See, the Bible's going to be here when we are gone.
Amen.
Yes.
You see, the Bible already proves that and Matthew 24:35. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand. It's still
right.
Here.
Yeah.
Every day. And the Bible's still here. Now that shows you what God's power is, don't it?
That's right.
Huh? That's
right.
It shows you what the power of God has, Brother Parker. The Bible is standing.
Great.
It will stand forever. I'm so grateful to God for that.
Nice.
God's word, I don't know, Christian said, Brother Ed L. Evans said one time, he said, it's reliable.
That's right.
It's dependable.
Amen.
You can go to it anytime.
Amen.
See, I may read William sometimes, but I can read God all the time.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You see what I said, Brother Parker? I can reach it.
Yes.
I can God
yes.
all the time.
Yes, sir.
I can wake up
Amen.
At 3 in the morning. I woke up this morning at 3 praying. In the morning praying.
Yeah.
Had my
Amen.
Mind on God.
Yes,
sir. I
Amen.
Knew the devil was standing there waiting on me to mess up.
Amen.
I said, God, you come first. And I start praying. I know Satan was ready to go then.
Yeah.
I had my Bible. I start reading. Early in the morning, sometimes I wake up. God wake me up. I get the scriptures out.
Yes.
Start studying.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. God is good to us, brethren.
Amen.
Very good to us. We are not good to ourselves sometimes, but
yes.
God still
yes.
good to us.
Yes.
And God loves
Amen.
Us. You know God got to love us. Gave his only begotten son.
Mm-hmm.
He gave himself to us.
Yes.
And we
Amen.
Don't appreciate that. Huh?
No.
We don't appreciate
yes.
it.
We take it for granted.
We take God for granted. But, oh, the day coming. We better get it right.
Yep.
If you want, if
Amen.
We get, say we got a quote. I want to say this: if you want to go to heaven, you better follow God all the way.
You're serious.
You're serious.
Amen.
God looking for some serious people.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
Joshua 24:14-15.
Yes.
Joshua said, "I'm gonna me and my house gonna serve the Lord
yes.
in sincerity and
yes,
in truth."
Yeah.
He meant that. He
yes.
just said, "For."
You.
He said, choose you this day. Huh?
Yep.
You got
yes.
to choose the day that God gives you on this earth, who you going to serve.
Yes.
I'm determined to serve God every day.
Yes.
Not
right.
only on Sunday, but every day. I'm like John the Revelator. This is John 1:9. He said, I am in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Yes.
But you know what? John was in the Spirit every day.
Amen.
John was trying to get the people to say, but he used the first day of the week.
Yes.
But he was in the Spirit every day because he had God's Spirit in him.
Yes.
And you can have God's Spirit in you if you obey the gospel of Jesus Christ like they did on the day of Pentecost.
You got to follow it.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
And when
yes.
you follow it, you'll get stronger and Christ will bless you.
Amen.
Don't turn your back
yes.
on God.
Amen.
I don't give a care who don't love you. You love God, and God will love you, and God will
Amen.
Take his own, like you said, Brother Parker. He will
yes.
take care of his own.
Yes. Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
He'll take care of his own. I ain't worried about it. God is able. He loves us.
Yes.
I want
yes.
to turn it over to you, brethren. Turn it back to you, brother, Brother Parker, and Brother William.
Brother Parker, you close us out, I guess.
Well, but reason, give us a closing out, sir.
All right,
let's
pray.
Back Amen.
Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Of all, the Father of the Christian generation, the new creature, the new generation of
Amen.
Spirit and in Christ.
Amen.
The husband of the New Testament church.
Amen.
The Savior. Yeah. New Testament. Praise God. We thank
yes,
you for all that you do for us, all that you have done. We praise you for what you will yet do for us in our lives.
Amen.
We pray that everyone who is a part of, who is a listener and a participant of this broadcast has been truly blessed and benefited by the
yes.
and the preaching of the Word of God.
Amen.
We pray, dear God,
Amen.
For Christians everywhere who are trying to live righteous, and yet they're facing Satan and temptation and abuse and neglect and
yes.
taken advantage of. But,
yes.
God, we pray that we will live holy lives no matter what it takes.
Amen.
At all costs, we pray that we will be faithful to you because we know that you are faithful.
Amen.
You will
Amen.
Not
leave us, nor will you forsake us.
Yes,
we
sir.
Need to be dedicated to for not forsaking you.
Amen.
Praise you, dear God. Thank
Amen.
You for this broadcast. Thank you for the hearers. Thank you for the word. Thank you for Jesus Christ, who has made it all possible, who established and brought grace and salvation into our
lives. Yes, sir.
We pray for those who are sin sick and who are disobedient to the truth, to the extent, dear God, that they will one day repent and be obedient to your word.
Amen.
If not, so be it. Thy will be done. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Good night, brethren.
Good night, brethren. Y'all have a
yes,
good
sir.
Evening.
Yes, sir. You too now. All right.
Good night, the Lord willing.
Lord,
yes, sir.
Get some more questions. Answer some more questions.
Oh, yeah. Even if somebody give them to you, write them down and then say this is a question that was asked by somebody, you know?
All right.
Yes, sir. That'll work. Okay. All right. Really enjoy tonight. Yes, sir.